Lesson 47, Etiquette of Weddings. Key Sentences. 8:50. If your families are far away, you should telephone or write your own parents.
8:51. If you choose the latter course, you should inform them when your wedding will take place, and it would make you very happy if they would attend.
8:52. An engagement ring is not essential to becoming engaged.
8:53. If you have an engagement ring, you first wear it in public on the day of the official announcement of your engagement.
8:54. In the form of a toast, the conventional announcement is made by the father of the bride-to-be.
8:55. Will you all join me in a toast to Sarah and Hank?
8:56. We too want to thank you all for being here and for your good wishes.
8:57. Presents should not be taken to an engagement party.
Dialogue A. How do I tell my parents I'm engaged?
Your parents are the first to be told, but it is up to you and your fiancé whether you each want to tell your own parents privately or whether you go together to share the news. If your families are far away, you each should telephone or write your own parents.
What should we do if one set of our parents disapproves of our engagement?
You have a difficult decision. Either you assent to your parents' wishes or you proceed with your plans to marry despite their disapproval. If you choose the latter course, you should inform them when your wedding will take place, and it would make you very happy if they would attend. In no case should you give your word that you will not marry if you really intend to do so.
My parents are divorced. Whom should my fiancé's parents call?
The first call is made to the parent with whom you've lived after divorce or with whom you live now. If you also are close to your other parent, he or she should be called shortly thereafter.
May our engagement be announced before I receive an engagement ring?
Yes. An engagement ring is not essential to becoming engaged. If you have an engagement ring, you first wear it in public on the day of the official announcement of your engagement.
Who makes the announcement at an engagement party?
There is not a rule in the world to hamper your own imaginations, since you and your mother, your fiancé, should be standing at the door to greet guests. There is really little need for an announcement at all. However, the conventional announcement is made by the father of the bride-to-be in the form of a toast.
How might a toast to the future bride and groom be worded?
There are many simple but lovely toasts the bride's father may propose, such as, "Now you know that the reason for this party is to announce Sarah's engagement to Hank." A very brief toast may be, "Will you all join me in a toast to Sarah and Hank?"
Do either the future bride or groom respond to the toast at an engagement party?
The groom should reply to his fiancé's father's toast. All he needs to say is, "Sarah and I want to thank you all for being here and for your good wishes." He may, of course, be more eloquent if he wishes.
Are gifts given at an engagement party?
Engagement gifts are not expected from friends and acquaintances. They usually are given only by relatives and very special friends, and they generally are given to the bride alone. Presents should not be taken to an engagement party.
Dialogue B. What happens when an engagement is broken?
The bride must immediately return her engagement ring and all other presents of any value her fiancé has given her.
How long should an engagement be?
The ideal length of an engagement is between 3 and 6 months, unless there are reasons for a longer one, such as the need to finish college or a long term yet to be served in the armed forces.
I will be getting married after graduation. My fiancé and I attend different colleges. Must I refuse all offers to socialize this semester?
There's absolutely no need for you to sit home alone, but you should not have twosome dates. see the same person frequently, or let an occasional meeting with one person lead to others of a more intimate nature.